Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, another discussion with a Nevada gaming legend. Josh Hicks has the rundown.
We continue our discussion with Paul Bible of Lewis and Rocha about organized crime and the history and future of gaming in Nevada.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Fred Locken, and Steve Mulvaney. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from our last broadcast with Paul Bible, senior partner with Lewis and Rocha, former gaming commissioner and Nevada legend.
Paul, in our last segment, we were talking a bit about internet gaming and internet poker as something that seems like it's coming. The Nevada Gaming Commission's approved regulations for interactive gaming. How important is internet gaming to Nevada, and what does it mean for the future for us?
Well, what's important for Nevada with internet gaming is that we remain on the forefront of gaming regulation in that area, and that we become the leader because all of the other jurisdictions are going to adopt it. It's a tremendous opportunity to get revenue from a sin tax that most all people in legislatures and in the Congress would approve. And it's an opportunity to capture potential revenue source that right now is going completely untaxed. It's very important that we get it right. It's very important that we, as I indicated in the last segment, that we get it to the point where we have the same assurance that the people who are operating these offshore internet operations are scrutinized to the same degree as they would be if they came in and they bought a casino in the state of Nevada.
Do you have concerns, though, that if you have, you know, federal and state taxes on internet gaming, that you're suddenly going to see federal taxes on, you know, casino gaming, period, in this country?
Well, that's always been a huge concern of every member of the Nevada delegation since Nevada gaming has been legalized. And yes, I do have that concern. But on the other hand, it's a source of revenue, as I indicate, that's a sin tax that is something that is compelling, and you should take advantage of it. Yeah, I think you could have the federal government say, now wait a second, we should get some revenue. But on the other hand, the federal government gets the regular revenue that it gets from any corporation or any limited liability company in the form of the taxation that's in the Internal Revenue Code. They get all that revenue. So it's no different than any other business, General Electric or whatever. So they are taxed by the federal government.
Let me ask you about the gold standard that people constantly refer to as Nevada in terms of regulation. And the idea that MGM has been forced to sell off half of Borgata in Atlantic City because of their relationship with Pansy Ho in Macau. Nevada has not looked at that with a bad view. But how do you feel? Does that say that Atlantic City has tougher standards than Nevada does?
No, what it says is that there are different statutes. And basically, there are two regulatory models in this country. There's the Nevada regulatory scheme, and that has been adopted by a number of jurisdictions, most notably Mississippi, who actually took our statute and just changed the word Nevada to Mississippi. And then there is the New Jersey model. The big difference is that the New Jersey model is significantly more pervasive, and they have agents actually in each of the casinos. There's more licensing required there. Vendors and purveyors and so forth have to register and are subject to being licensed. They're only subject to being called forward here. And I think that's the major difference, is that they had a different regulatory system. Now, having said that, I haven't seen the summary that was prepared by the Nevada Gaming Control Board agents that was submitted to the board and the commission on what Pansy's relationship with her father is or was. So I can't judge whether I would have done the same thing that the board and the commission did or not without looking at those facts. So it's kind of speculative for me to second guess or to judge something that a commission acted on where I don't have the same information they do.
Fair enough.
Paul, we have Governor Sandoval convened the Gaming Policy Committee, a body that hasn't been convened in a while. They're meeting tomorrow, actually. What do you think we can expect to see out of that committee, and what's going to be the impact of that going forward?
Well, the committee was set up to be an aid to the governor to address issues that transcend just the problems that confront the industry. And I think Dick Bryan was the last governor to convene it. And I'm glad that Governor Sandoval has done that. Obviously, as a former chairman of the Gaming Commission, he was familiar with the process. But I'm not sure what's going to come out of it until I know specifically what agenda he is, you know, he's putting before them and what he wants them to resolve. But they're his kitchen cabinet, so to speak, in the area of gaming and gaming-related activities. And he obviously feels that with the advent of technology, that they want to get ahead of it. They want to give some guidance to the Gaming Control Board and the Commission from a policy standpoint, and that's where the benefit is. I look at it a lot like, you know, the industry is evolving and changing so much with the internet and with the advent of you know, the social networking and so forth. It's also very interesting to me that one of our major casino companies, the owners of Boomtown, have added two members to their board of directors, and both of them are two ladies who come out of social networking backgrounds. So they see that link, and I see that is where the governor is going to you know, make that transition from what we're doing now to what is going to happen in 10 years from now.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Bible when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Bible, senior partner with Lewis and Rocha.
Paul, in the last year or so, there have been some stories, some criticisms of the commission for having a lot of recusals because of conflicts of interest. Is that something that you see as a problem on the commission? Is that something that historically has been an issue on the commission?
It's funny you would ask that, because... When I went on the commission, I was a member of McDonald, Carano, and Wilson, the present firm where your father is a partner, and I was a partner with your father. And I left the firm and went out and became a solo practitioner, and I did not take any gaming clients. I didn't have anything to do with the gaming industry, and I followed that practice for a period of 4 years, and then I voluntarily had a one-year cooling off period. And I did that because that's what Harry Reid had done, and I respected the fact that he felt that it was necessary to separate yourself so completely. I look at it is not a technical conflict situation where you have these recusals, but it's a question of perception. And I think that where someone is appointed who is going to have to recuse themselves for a significant amount of the agenda, that person should consider whether or not it's something they should do to take it. because you really do need to have full participation. And I recognize that the rules of ethics of the state of Nevada let you take that action, but I would think that the governor would consider appointing people who don't have the significant amount of recusals. And when you pick somebody who comes out of a law firm where the law firm does a lot of gaming work, there is no question you're going to have a lot of recusals. And I think that the governor should be sensitive to that in his appointments. And the way you control it is through the appointment process. The governor sets a standard and says, all right, Mr. X, if you're going to go on the Gaming Commission and you're in a big law firm, you do what Harry Reid did. You go out and leave the firm. And, you know, that's a major career decision. It was a major career decision in my case. I mean, McDonald Carano was started by my dad and Bob McDonald. So I left the law firm that my father had created to take this opportunity. And I don't look back and regret it for a minute, but that's a significant career change.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the explosion of gaming and what it means for Nevada companies in both Macau and Singapore.
Well, the question is more what it has already meant for Nevada companies. It has taken the wind and the sands and put them at a different level from all the rest of the casino companies all over America and all over the world, because they are on the ground floor of a situation where the business is just exploding. And especially with the Sands in Singapore, because, you know, they've got a duopoly there. There's only one other casino, so there's two of them, and they have a duopoly there that, you know, if you look back at the history of Nevada, we were so healthy for so long because we had an absolute monopoly on gaming. And when you eliminate competition that way, it gives you a real edge. And I think that those two companies are now head and shoulders above everybody else in the business.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for so much of your time, and we look forward to you coming back. Okay. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
People with equity in their car, but not enough cash in their pocket, sometimes go to extreme measures to squeeze that cash equity out of their car. But with the Check City Title Loan, you get the cash and you keep the car.
Check City. Fast, easy title loans on your car, truck, or toy.
Get the cash, keep the car.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0672 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Steve Mulvenin is an associate at Patron Insight. I want to say Patron, but that, of course, is another whole realm.
That's right.
And Ernie Adler is a former state senator. Pleasure to have you all here. Okay, so we don't need the TSA anymore. We're done. It's over. We can just disband them because the reality has happened since 9/11 of where we have this JetBlue flight where the pilot just loses his mind for whatever reason. The co-pilot locks him out of the cockpit and 15 people jump on him. I mean, isn't this really the way it's going to be, that we really don't have to deal with so many of these other issues? I'm serious. I felt for a long time, a carry-on luggage is a hell of a weapon. You know, they worry about you taking on a real knife and fork to eat your food. You pull out a carry-on and start beating people over the head with it. It's a weapon.
Well, since 9/11, I think what we've learned is that what we've been doing isn't a safety process. You have countries like Israel.
It's a job process.
That do it. Exactly, and it's maybe a PR process to make it look like something has been done. We are seeing more and more of these sort of odd events on planes, and we're seeing passengers basically stepping up and providing the security that's needed on these flights. It's fascinating. I was listening to JetBlue's CEO this morning, and I think they're all kind of taken aback about how the industry is rapidly changing.
Well, and not only do we have the passengers taking care of business, but now every passenger has a cell phone with a camera and video. So we're watching video this morning. You know, we're taping this on the 28th. So if you're listening to this on the weekend, you're hearing it a couple of days later. But I mean, we're documenting this as well.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I mean, I saw the same video, I think, that probably the rest of us did. But I'm going to go back to the issue of the TSA. Heard an interview one time with the director of Israeli airline security, and he said, here's the difference between what goes on in Israel and what you're doing here. He said, in Israel, we're looking for terrorists, and here, you're looking for nail clippers. I'm an idiot. I don't think the whole process is working particularly well, and I think that's the point you were trying to get at this morning.
Well, and absolutely. And I mean, if you sit in first class or business class or an airline, you're getting a knife and fork, a real knife and fork. You're not getting plastic. I mean, it's just for show.
Well, I think some of the TSA things do work in terms of some of the screening of baggage and so forth that's been happening lately. I think that's important. But having flown into Israel, it is a very different experience. And you can tell they are looking for the terrorists and not just doing a show.
Yeah, I just have to say that, you know, in view of this and other incidents that we've seen where passengers are, you know, I don't think anybody who's a terrorist who gets on a plane these days is going to come out in very good shape. You know, people may die, but, you know, you are certainly going to see a difference. Okay, let's talk about how goofy it is at the legislature. We've got this legislative commission that's looking at getting rid of all these boards that nobody's ever dealt with before. Isn't it about time, and why has it taken us so long, Fred?
I don't know. I serve on a state board that's governor appointed, and the process I thought was a very good and thorough one, as we were one of the boards that had to go through a justification for our existence. I think it's also important to know that we face that again as a board probably within 3 years. Long overdue. You know, frankly, things have changed radically in the state of Nevada as it's grown up. To take this comprehensive approach and look at these boards and wonder what they're doing. And one of the other challenges to us was to try to deregulate where we could. You know, there's a real problem sometimes of just too much of that. But it is long overdue, and actually my hat's off. It kind of started under Governor Gibbons, but really Sandoval has delivered on this.
Steve, you've been involved in the Washington County School District for many, many years before you retired from there. Isn't this just long, long overdue?
Well, sure it is. You know, there are probably a good reason why a lot of these boards and commissions and advisory groups and whatnot started at the time, and now you've just got sort of institutional momentum that has carried them forward, and the purpose is long gone or they're not particularly effective. So I'm with Fred. I think it's long overdue, and I'm glad to see the restructuring.
But they've been working on this for 20 years.
I know. It's stunning.
This is not a new thing. I mean, I've heard about consolidating boards and getting rid of unnecessary boards at least from 1990-91. So, you know, I'd like to see if they really do get something done this time. That would be nice, but This isn't a new issue.
Well, it's just funny when this board was formed, you know, for the Olympics in 1960. Nobody can remember when it's met since. Okay, quick one here. We've got about a minute left here. Dean Heller coming out and saying, repeal oil breaks, cut gasoline tax. Why would you want to cut gasoline taxes at this point in time where you have fuel economy, so the states and the federal government are getting less in fuel taxes that haven't risen in years?
I agree. And I think it's Dean Heller looking for some kind of issues and making himself try to look relevant in this odd appointed role in the U.S. Senate.
Interesting you would put it that way. All right. Your thoughts, Steve?
Well, I wouldn't particularly disagree with that. Now, he says, and I don't know how he's going to do this, but he says he's got a way to make up for the loss in revenue from the gas tax. I haven't looked at it.
Well, he wants to repeal the oil, the breaks that oil companies get.
Yeah. I don't think that'll work. And, you know, we have a real shortage in money to repair roads and to build new roadways, and I don't think we can afford to cut the gas tax with that shortage.
Do you think, just 10 seconds here, that this is Dean Heller trying to be involved in his own race when Shelley Berkeley's issues seem to be the issue?
Yeah, she's a player in the House. He's not in the Senate.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. You don't have to go through TSA to leave. When we come back.
Spring means big savings at Les Schwab. Right now, you'll find amazing deals on passenger tires, performance tires, and tires for your pickup or SUV. You better hurry in before these savings end.
Spring Tire Sale, now at Les Schwab.
Birthday? Open your presents.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks.
I opened this.
Half off some things isn't always a good deal.
But right now, GlaxoPro is offering 50% off Autoplus. Now, that's a great deal. Remember, what Grandma says, Grandma does.
This ain't half bad.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
People with equity in their car, but not enough cash in their pocket, sometimes go to extreme measures to squeeze that cash equity out of their car. But with the Check City Title Loan, you get the cash and you keep the car.
Check City. Fast, easy title loans on your car, truck, or toy.
Get the cash, keep the car.
There's never been a better time to buy. You'll find incredible savings on the tires you need for whatever you drive. But you better get in fast. These spring savings won't last.
Spring Tire Sale for a limited time at Les Schwab.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Coming up, we'll have Lance Gilman and Chris Bart to talk about the airport and its importance to economic development in Nevada.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.